Ok. Tong. Dikasih tahu.
Maybe you ask us.
Huh?
Maybe you ask us.
Oh. Who? Hulu, ya.
Who wants to volunteer to be asked a question?
I'll go first. I was wondering if you would have any recommendations for dealing with a particular situation I find myself in. And that is, I tend to feel a separation from the world in general at times. And it's a kind of a tightness, a lack of openness, a sense of being closed in. And I express it sometimes as like the world is hostile towards me, but I suspect that it's something of a level of fear, general fear. How do you recommend dealing with a mind state like that?
Tu di lo kan macam kena pihat ada aje ni, uzen bah jangan si lele. Tu apa lo kanza le sura, nenek tene sekap pain le lo kanza le, bapun le lo kanza le, open le pihat lo kanza le. Kalau mui pihat aw, nampak apa lo kanza le sura, bawa yang tu bawa mai, yang tu lo sesan le lo kanza le. Tama tu tene le, daga apa le? You said it feels like the world is hostile towards you, but do you understand that?
No, that's a thought.
Yes, I understand that. But
so
but you said
I'm looking. I think I sense a sort of a level of fear. I mean,
of fear.
Hostile.
Right.
It seems to be compatible.
Yeah. Okay. Damn it. Degeran tu tena era jauh dah sini sign ya lo tu tena le. Dapat tahu, uzen perlu jangan si level itu di dalam yo dia.
Tui ga, negatif lu ni ni soalnya, aku akan ga pasing ni cerita tu, dora ni cerita. Dora ni cerita tu, solo ni nama. Aku siapa mah, ayun ni siapa, di nak kuyen jo, ayun ni siapa. Siapa dora si ayun tu ni.
So he said.
Fia ni siapa, dora ni siapa.
You're probably right. He says, he always talks about an object. The object and the mind. And in this case, the object is the world and the mind is the mind. He says when the object is seen as negative, for example, the thought, it feels like the world is hostile. He says when the object is seen as negative, it reflects that the mind that is perceiving the world is actually experiencing some level of dosa, in this case, like you mentioned. Fear. He says, so the mind feels closed or tight because of this fear.
So,
so he says, what you need to do is just accept this mind. It's present, it's closed. Okay, so what? Only when you accept it, he says, then you can learn about it. We first have to have the right attitude towards what is happening. Right attitude means you have to have the right view towards it or the right thought about it, which is like, as he's saying now, it's like, let it be so. So when the mind feels closed, when there is some defilement in the mind, he says then the mind doesn't see the object as it is. It doesn't see the true nature of the object. So he says, accept that this mind is like this and learn about this mind to come to understand this mind. He says, whenever we feel that something is not good or not, you know, not good. He says it means that. Can't find the word for it.
yeah,
this is the nature of the mind. Yeah, when the mind perceives that whatever. He says the mind doesn't want to accept what's happening because of this judgment of it. And it wants to change it immediately. It wants it to become good.
How dare it?
That's a very kind of subtle sort of. And then if there is some experience that we judge to be good, then we attach to it immediately, very quickly. So he says the attitude we need to have is whatever comes, you know, whether it's a good experience or a bad experience, a good mind or a bad mind. I want to know what this is about. Mm-hmm. I want to understand it.
Mindfulness and investigation.
He often reminds people of the right attitude.
Sort of a chicken and egg kind of situation,
yeah.
In that I know that by diligent practice, the idea of self will go away. It will, by then right view will come, and the idea of self will be gone. And yet, in the actual practice itself,
yeah.
I feel that it's like. You know, studying for a test, or you know, working hard at any task that you feel that you're trying to accomplish something. So there's that grasping associated with the self.
Yeah.
How do you balance those two?
So if you're a dear actor, then you're married. Hey, Maria.
Right. Apple.
Man, can I worry? I'm not that big of a. Just one. Just a little bit. Be a young lamb, lebo. ตัวดิโลไม่ได้อาทุฏาตัวตบป่าวดเนาะโจโจซาซามังมังกังอาทุฏะဆိုရင်เนี่ยตมะဒိဋ္ฐิဖြစ်လာမယ်အဲ့ဒါဆိုရင်ဒီငါရှိတယ်လို့ထင်တဲ့စိတ်ကပျောက်သွားမယ်ဒါပဲမဲ့တဲ့တရားအာထုတ်တဲ့အခါမှာ तू ဘယ်လိုခံစားလဲဆိုတော့ဟိုစာကြက်သလိုပဲတဲ့ဆမ်ဝဲဖြစ်ရသလိုပဲတခုရအောင်လုပ်ရမယ်ဒီပန်းနိုင်ကိုဥတီပြတော့လုပ်ဖို့ကြိုးစားနေတယ်ဆိုတော့ဒါလည်းငါးကြီးနဲ့လုပ်နေတာပဲဆိုတော့ဟိုဘယ်လိုခေါ်မလဲဒီနှစ်ဖက်ကအဆနဲ့အဆုံးကိုသူကအဆုံးကိုဒါနဲ့ဆက်လုပ်နေတယ်လို့ဖြစ်နေတော့အဲ့ဒါကိုဥစဉ်ပါအ
ဲ့တော့လုပ်နေတာဘယ်လိုကလုပ်နေလဲဆိုတော့ပထမဆုံးဒါကြောင့် information ပေးတာ effort ကပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တ္တဝါမဟုတ် nature အရင်ဆုံးအဲ့ဒါပေးထားတာ effort ကိုငါထည့်နေတာ
he says so right from the beginning we need to have information which he's you know keeps trying to give us and he says we're identifying this case like what you're saying effort as my effort but we have to recognize what's doing the work is effort and all the other qualities too
Not me. Those qualities at work. Effort got look that mambo up, how low as well. Who do that look? And team, blue look, mamma can low low ya. And you don't see at it.
Yeah, and you talk about diligent right effort, he says. But he says, how can right effort happen if that mind doesn't have enough right information to understand what right effort is?So only when there's enough information, then that mind can make effort in a right way.
Pandai, do it. Pandai, do it. ဘလို့တွားမှာ
So we have a goal. We're going to walk towards the goal, but how are we going to walk towards the goal?
ဒီနေ့ဒါကြောင့်လို့အားထုတ်တိုက်ရမယ်လို့ပြောတာ။ပန်းနိုင်သွားဖို့ကနောက်မှာလုတ်တက်ပြီဆိုမှသူကတဖြည်းဖြည်းရှိတိုးမှာ
။ That's why he says although we need to have a goal, getting to the goal comes later. He says first we need to know how to walk. How to do the walk. So
effort ကဘာလဲ? Effort ကဘာ? Right effort ဖြစ်ဖို့ဒါအရင်ဆုံးသိရမှာ
။ So we need to know what is effort? What is right effort? All this first.
အဲ့ဒါ you the ball.
We need to understand all this first.
အဲအားထုတ်တတ်တာကိုဦးဇင်ပို့ပြီးတော့ emphasize လုပ်တာ
So he emphasizes this learning what right practice is.
ဟိုပန်းနိုင်ကိုမျောရင် result ကိုမျောရင်တော့လောဘဖြစ်တယ
်။
ညာကတော့အကြောင်းကိုဖြစ်အကြောင်းကိုရှာတယ်အကြောင်းကိုဖြစ်
When the mind is searching for the is trying to reach for the result he says that creates greed.I mean, then what's reaching is greed. Yeah? He says, government, but wisdom searches for the causes, the conditions that effect, that result in an effect. And it tries to fulfill those conditions.
It was just really interesting.
And determine
ီတဲ့ကွန်ပျူတာတောင်းဆောင်တတိရှိဖို့ကဲဘာလို့သွားစားခြင်းလဲစားခြင်းလဲဆိုတော့အကြတာလေးလိုခြင်းလို့ဆိုင်ရအကြတာလေးစားခြင်းကဲကိုပေးစားလိုက်ရတာမနေဘူးအများကြီးပဲအဲ့ဒါကိုသဘောပေါက်သွားရင်ပြန်မယ်ပြောတော့တယ်
and then you
don't
eat
it,
you
know, you
can see
the
watches themselves
as he eats them, and
distaste,
and he's like, is
this taste really
something to like?
Yeah, this is, and before he starts,
coffee touch လေတော့နော်ဖိုင်ဒီ coffee touch စမ်းရှိအရကိလတာမရှိတော့ဘူးသူကယူဆအဲ့တော့ဘာပဲဖြစ်ဖြစ်ဒီလိုရှုရင်ရှုရင်လည်းသူနားလေတာအော်အဲ့တော့အဲ့လိုမျိုးရှုရင်ရှုရင်ဆိုရင်အဲ့ဒါဆိုဘဝရမှာလည်းတဖြည်းဖြည်းဘာကိလတာမှမရှိတော့ဘူးအဲ့လိုမျိုးလာတဲ့မဟုတ်ရင်ဘလို့ဖြစ်တာလဲတဲ့နောက်ဆုံး result
အနည်းလာမှာကိလတာကြီးပါပါလာဒီဆွဲလမ်းမှုကြီးယော့ယော့လာမှာအတိညာဉ်တိုးလာရင
်ပိုရင်းကြည့်လာတကယ်တမ်းဒီလိုဒီအလုံးလုံးချင်တာအဓိကမှလားဟိုး
ဘလို့ဘလို့
ဒီအလုံးလုံးချင်တာဒီလိုတတိထားခြင်းနဲ့စိတ
်
အဲ့ဒါအဓိကမှလားဟိုကိလေသာပါပါမပါပါပါဆိုတကယ်တမ်းသူတို့အနေနဲ့ကဘလောက်ပဲအထုအထုကိလေသာဒီလောက်ကြီးယော့သွားမှာမဟုတ်တကယ်တမ်းစက်ကြည့်ခြင်းနဲ့စိတ်လောက်ပဲ
အဲ့လိုပြောတကယ်နားလည်ယော့သွားလိမ့် တကယ်နားလဲအောင်နားလဲအောင်ကြိုးစား
အဲ့ဒါကြောင့်ကြည့်
ဒါကြောင့်ဖြစ်တိုင်းကြည့်ခိုင်းတာဖြစ်တိုင်းကြည့်ခိုင်းတကယ်နားလိုက်တကယ်ရော့တယ
်
တကယ်ရော့တယ်တကယ်တတ်တာလားလေ
He says he would only say a reduction of defilements the defilements get a bit get less but he says and that defilement only gets less when there's a true understanding about the nature of a defilement arises not even just like this you know like what she's yeah when true understanding arises the result is that whatever defilement that's connected to you know gets a little less each time and that's why we want to observe or notice that's why we want to notice whatever comes up in the mind all the time that or every time it arises
ဒီစဉ်းစားကြည့်ဒီအယုံဒွါရ6ခုမှာတိုက်တိုင်းတိုက်နေစိတ်ကကြိုက်လားမကြိုက်တာအမြဲလား normal people တရားအထုတ်လာလို့အတိဉဏ်ရှိလားဒီအယုံပေါ်မှာစိတ်ကဘလို့တော့မြင်နေဒီစိတ်ရဲ့တဘာဝလေးလာလို့စိတ်ကဒီ reaction နည်းလာလို့သူ့ရဲ့ဘဝဘလို့ဘလို့ဘလောက်ကွာသွားမလဲဘလောက်တက်တာသွားမလဲ reaction နည်းလာပြီ
တိ
လာလို့တိလာလို့နည်းသဘောပေါက်လာတတိရှိလို့တမာတိရှိလို့ဉာဏ်ရှိလာလို့ reaction တွေကယော့ယော့ယော့ယော့လာရင်ယူးယူးတမာလူနဲ့ဒီလူနဲ့ဘလောက်ကွာသွားမလဲ
he says He says, ordinarily, the way people live, he says they react to every contact with their six senses. And he says, when someone starts practicing being more conscious, they start to recognize these reactions. And also, if any real understanding arises, they actually start to have less and less reactions to the thing that they have understood about. And he says, imagine how much relief that person has compared to the ordinary person.
Yeah. And the same thing is going to be over.
Yeah,
to go over. Yeah. Why do you get over?
And why do the reactions get less? Why do people start having less reactions?
A question.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's a question.
Because mindfulness
yeah
steps in between the
so
the
kind of the kind of
the or tamari or
pinya
or if you say okay there's the feeling and that's all there is if you don't there's no impulse for whether it's turning around and walking up the hill or you just see it as okay that there's a pleasant feeling and that it doesn't have to be anything more than that.
ตัวตะติยะผิดตะหาเนี่ยจาเรมมาตะติยะจาขันเนาะตัวอ่ะพอดาผิดตาผิดตาแม้ရှိတယ
်
လို့နားလဲတော့အဲ့တော့တိတ်အားပေးဖို့မလိုတော့အဲ့တော့သက်တာ
နားလဲတတိညာတတိတမာတိညာနေတက်လာနေရရှိနေရင်ဟိုကော reaction နည်းနေမှာ
so awareness and wisdom and samadhi all present and working he says and
ဒီဘက်ကအားကောင်းနေမှာเนาะ
when they are strong he says then you know they're always incontrols sort of thing they're always like leading
the show
so our responsibility is learning how to keep those good qualities like in
top form ready phin
nyam yeah always ready
a jaung le so defilement ga ya tu ho a chi
because the defilements are so strong are so on the ready all the time
tu a yin tabawa lu phin
it's like it'snature for the defilements to be around.
Yes,
it's so dark.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, Maldives are really dark.
I think it's good to speak in the dark. Yeah, this is in Burma at least.
ညမတင်ညမတင်သူကစဉ်းစားမောင်ရဲမှာ
ည
ဝါခေါ်လေအဘိဓမ္မာတော့တော့ကောင်းစားရတော့တွေ့ရတယ
် You've all heard of Abhidhamma right In Burma there's one part of one section of the Abhidhamma they call
night classes
and he says it's because you have to think about these things traditionally they also taught that section at night and in the dark so that people would have to think in the dark about it Yeah.
I want to give some advice on how to continue the practice outside of the retreat center in leading the life of a householder.
Ain't knowing. လဲဘဝစခန့်အပြင်မှာဘယ်လိုနေရမလဲလို့ဘာကြံဉာဏ်ရှိလဲ
ခုဘယ်လိုနေကြလဲ
How do you want to live he says in the world outside
ကိုမတကယ်လိုချင်တဲ့စိတ်ရှိရင်ဖြစ်တယ်လုတ်ဖြစ်လာလိမ့်မှာ
If you really want to continue the practice outside he says that the mind will find a way and it will learn to do it
ဘလို့ပြောပြောတကယ်လှုပ်ချင်တဲ့စိတ်မရှိဘူးဆိုရင်ကြကြသွား
He says no matter how many techniques are given if the mind the inner mind doesn't have a true desire to do the practice at home
understanding မှာဖြစ်တယ
် then any technique you use will slowly sort of wane in life yeah but when there's a true desire in the mind to keep the practice going that mind finds its way he saysAnd that sort of desire comes from real understanding of really wanting to apply the practice.
ဟောခုနကပြောပြခုနကမေးလိုက်တယ်ဒီဘာကြောင့်ဒီဒူရေရှင်တွေညော့သွားခုနနေချောက်ဥစဉ်ရှင်းပြတာမန်လူနဲ့တရားထုတ်တဲ့လူဘာกว่า
Yeah.
နောက်ပြီးတော့ဒူရေရှင်ဘာလို့နည်းလဲအဲ့အရာကိုစဉ်းစားတတ်တဲ့သူဆိုရင်ဒါလောက်တော့မှာပေါ့
Just now he asked this question aboutJust now he asked this question about what's the difference between an ordinary person and a person who's practiced and understood things and they have fewer reactions, yeah? So we know it's more beneficial this way. Then the question is, why are there fewer reactions? And then the answer is, you know, the cultivation and the keeping of these qualities in the mind. He says somebody who understands this, like, very instinctively, very deeply,He just then starts to do the things necessary to get to that point.
Oh, Adika, who is saying quality? I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
He says, basically, somebody who is very interested in the quality of their own mind, he said, will watch the quality of their mind all the time, and they will learn how to.Bring the quality of the mind to the best possible state.
The Baba, no? Understand?
Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, not really good.
တတိရှိတာနဲ့တတိမရှိတာဘာဒါအကျိုးရှိတယ်ဘယ်ဟာအပြစ်ဖြစ်ဘာกว่าလဲပေါ့နော်တတိရှိတဲ့စိတ်နဲ့တတိမရှိတဲ့စိတ်အာထုတ်တဲ့စိတ်နဲ့အာမထုတ်တဲ့စိတ်သူရဲ့အကွာကွာဟမှုကိုနားလေတဲ့လူကအမြင်နဲ့အာထုတ်တယ
် This is and if you see the difference between anyone who sees the difference between the quality of a mind that is has awareness and does not have awareness a mind that is endeavoring to practice and a mind that is not trying to practiceWhen you see the difference in these qualities of mind, and you know the mind understands them very clearly, the mind will do what it, yeah,
feels
more beneficial for itself.
ဒါကြောင့်တခါတလေယောဂီဦးစင်းကနည်းနည်းတတိရောက်ထောက်ထောက်ပြီးတတိရှိတာနဲ့မရှိတာဘာကွာလဲမင်းသူကအားလာထုတ်တယ်သူ့တဘာဝကိုလုံးဝနားမလည
်ဘူး He says that's why he often asks yogis to notice their states of mind like what difference does it make to you when you're aware and when you're not aware He says people practice but they don't notice what difference it makes for themselves like this
အထုတ်ပြီးသားပဲကိုအထုတ်နေတာလည်းနည်းနည်းစဉ်းစားဉာဏ်လေးနဲ့တွဲဖို့
Yeah, his real thing is he wants people to think for themselves. He says we've all been practicing, but think about what you can be waiting for.
天老天，阎罗老天，老板老板，阎大尊呢？啊，这给老天在没修，这老家被卡了呀。When
he first began teaching, he used to really like you know tell people, oh practice, practice, you know do this, do that. He would really you know encourage people, try to inspire people to practice. But then he says, if they didn't really have a desire to practice, then it wasn't any use, you know, trying to inspire them like that.
多难嘞嘞，多难，把这给老，多多难，出来嘞。
Yeah, because only when someone really understands themselves, it comes up from within themselves, that motivation to practice. All
that.
He says, in any kind of education, yeah, he says, people only really like go for it and get to the like top of their field of study when their heart is in it. Yeah? He says when their heart is not in it, other people, you know, parents or society, whatever, can push you to do it, but you know, you don't necessarily get to do the best you can put. So all your inner potential doesn't come out if your heart is not in it. He says for you, some samatha practice might be helpful. He says to calm the mind And when the mind is calmer, then use that calmer mind to learn about anger. He says, because it's true, when there's an aversive tendency, it doesn't help to just watch the anger in the, right away in the beginning, because it's watched with aversion too. So it's helpful to calm the mind down before you try to work with aversion. But you must remember that the objective of practicing the samatha is to enable you to learn about dosa ultimately.
Positive way,
how to watch dosa in a positive way.
Negative way,
yeah.
But dosa and dosa are not
easy. You can't watch dosa in a negative way.
It's like taking a painkiller before you go for the operation.
Right. So, but like, the matter out of that, who quite say come away, you who.
Yes. Not just
like how you.
That down a little bit.
Yes, exactly. Unpleasant things for Ashila, who Damadara
don't
buy.
Don't actually unpleasant the same. Okay. Yeah, but Mama.
You have a question?
Yeah. It, as much as I would like to have curiosity about my mind and understanding more of what I, why I suffer and why I wander off, and I find that curiosity is, and that kind of interest is less of a motivation than suffering.
Than suffering.
Yeah. You know, when I'm really in a snit and I'm having a hard time and life's not going well and I'm averse, and, you know, then I practice more.
Yeah.
I really pay attention because it's obvious.
Yes.
But it's not always like that, and I can't seem to sustain kind of curiosity interest.
Mm. โหสัตว์สุเรสิกก็เมียอาเนบรอเรบากะอาทุหมู่อาเปแลสรดุขอาเปเรตะแกสิกก็เนลุไม่ก้าวบ่าวสรเอ้อล่ะสรสิกก็ถ่าบรอตัวจี้รอล่ะเว้ยเรบัสสรตัวดาก็ติตาอีเว้ยเรตัวดุขมาบ่คันเนเว้ยเรเอ้อดุขก็จี้รอล่ะเว้ยเรดาใบแม้ดาวกูอ่ะอเมียถิ่นถ่าลุไม่เอาตะตาล่ะนะสิกก็โหสิกဝင်ษาหมู่ตัวใต้ถิ่นถ่าจินน่ะบ่ห่มเด้อเอ้อ
ဦးတင်းကအရင်ဦးတင်းက motivation ပြောတာသူကဖတ် motivation ကအဲဒေါသကိုဘုံဆင်းရဲတာဆင်းရဲတော့ကြောကျင်တာလွတ်ချင်တာနော်တကယ်တက်တာလာတဲ့အချိန်ကြတော့ဘာကြောင့်တက်တာလာလဲဆိုတော့ဉာဏ်ပေါ်လာလို့တက်တာဆိုတာအဲ့ process ကိုတိလာမစိတ်ကတက်တာတော့ငြိမ်သွားတဲ့အချိန်မှာဒီကောင်ကတော့
motivation ရပါတယ်သိချင်တာ So he said, you know, when he began practicing in earnest at home, it was because he was suffering. And he wanted to know, why is the mind suffering? And by the time he had gone past the suffering, his mind also had made this connection that the reason the mind was suffering less was because of all that awareness and wisdom that had been gained and was still working. And then that understanding brought his mind a step further to wanting to continue to understand more. And that's why his mind, at that point, the reason his mind continued to practice was because it wanted to know more and more. And I asked, and I said to him, but the question is, when the mind doesn't understand that and can't sustain that sort of interest, then what do we do? And he says, then we just have to keep plugging away until we understand. He says, and this boils down to basically a lack of our acknowledging or recognizing the value of awareness itself, or doing the practice itself. So a lack of the value of the verb that we are doing, of the action, the activity of mind that is actually bringing these results. So we do something, but we don't sort of make the connection that this is the activity that brings this, at least not in a hard way, and that's why.
Mm.
He says, in moments that right that awareness is happening, he says, no matter what we are aware of, what it is replacing is non-awareness.
Knowing so you don't know.
If we have replaced in that moment the not knowing. He says for him, it's like a great taste, you know, to taste the what awareness does. Like he says, not awareness and wisdom, of course. He says like understanding for him, like understanding the nature of seeing or hearing, and seeing that this is the nature of what is happening. He says his mind feels like it's so great to know that, and it, there's just so much power in that. He just loves it.
ဒီခါလေးဒီယောဂီတခါကြီးတောင်မှာလို့ပဲလူတွေကတခြင်းနံဖွင့်လိုက်ယောဂီကတော့များအတန်းနဲ့ပတ်သက်ပြီးတို့တော့ကတော်တော်စိတ်ညစ်ရေရှင်သိမ်များအဲ့မြင်းနဲ့ရှင်းပြရှင်းပြနေတယ်မြူးစစ်ကိုဖွင့်အကျဲဖွင့်ဦးစင်တခြင်းနံကြောင့်ဖွင့်တာဟာဘာလို့ဖွင့်တာလဲပြန်ကြည့်တော့တို့ကနားလေအတန်းလို့နားလေတီတောင်နားစိတ်ကိုစိတ်လို့နားလေဒီနားလေတော့ကြီးနဲ့သဘောကျ
There are two villages on either side of our monastery, and villages in Burma have something like a village jukebox. And you know, maybe people pay to get their favorite songs played. And you also have monasteries that believe that if they recite out very loud and let the whole world hear, that it's good practice. So we get a lot of noise, and sometimes continuously from a few days at a time. And one day he was, you know, there was a jing bang going on, and he was listening to that. And of course, he says many yogis have a lot of reactions when it comes to noise, right? And one day he was, so there was this great noise going on in the village, and he was hearing that, and he was feeling happy. He said, was he happy because it was a great song? And he checked his mind. But no, he says, his mind was understanding the nature of sound is what, the nature of sound. The mind is doing its work. And, you know, the nature of consciousness and so on. And the mind was happy that it was understanding the nature of what was going on. He says if we don't understand something like that, he says then, you know, like the yogis all the time, because they have some wrong attitude towards the fact that everything is happening naturally as it is, then they have a reaction towards it and it shouldn't be happening and so on and so
forth.
He says, so he can see both perspectives, that if there wasn't the wisdom, there would be great suffering, and that having this awareness and wisdom, that instead of suffering, the mind is at peace. And not only is it at peace, it actually has more wisdom about it, so it actually understands the nature of what is happening as it is. And he really sees that this is
it's a treasure.
He tries to get the yogis to see the value of the awareness that they're, you know, that they have for themselves. What difference does it make that awareness is here in life? You know? He says we have awareness, but we don't value the awareness. We don't really feel great joy about the fact that there is this awareness. He says, you know where our minds are reaching for? Peace.
Peace.
He says, so the yogi's mind is reaching for an object. But he's saying, come back to the mind. It's doing this awareness. That in itself is valuable.
I've been experimenting with fear.
Okay.
In a small way, in my yogi job, because I have the opportunity to go up a ladder and watch windows. I don't like heights. And watching, as I go up the ladder, watching the mind get tight. Mm-hmm. And as I change the focus from standing on the ladder, especially if I look down, mm-hmm. to watching the window, watching the fear come and go, everything feels like there's awareness and interest and curiosity. My question, though, is what happens next is after I finish the yogi job and go down into my room, I'm noticing a residue in the body as though I'm still up on the ladder.
Yeah.
And conditions have completely changed. There's no unsafety at all. Yeah. It's like I'm on the ground, big deal.
Yeah.
Wondering, is that a natural holding or a natural residue in the body? Is that a natural process? Or could there have been more awareness of what was actually going on when I was on the ladder?
Mm. Tu buat eksperimen lu deh. Tu yogi jauh kat tu berimbau.
Siar
eh. Era tu ada kali tu ah. Liga tep berimbau tu.
Api amin jauh deh.
Amin jauh. Era tu ah. Eh macam bro. Si buat saja kau ni deh. Tu orang. Aku cuci lain jauh deh. Berimbau tu ni deh. Kamu. Macam tu.
Yes.
Era si kali lu piang len deh. Mian lain jauh, mian lain macam. Lu siapa siapa lu. Dah mana aku buat dari tamu. Pilu tu, kena biar jauh. Kanak kura mai, nama saya
kan,
Chan. Chan ni. Chan, elok tu dilomiri ni. Okay, you dilomiri lawe. Dilomiri ni Chan, ada bawa bela. Mahoye, tu tegai poten ni, rong tu lawe kain ni poti bolu ni lah.
Poti bolu. Poti bolu. Tu ayam piang lagi dah bersih. Tu mahon cili ni, tu mahon jauh dah. Ayam piang ni tu jauh sih, jauh dah lah sih, jauh sih jauh dah ramu. Tu ti deh, apa yang bawa mandu? Unconsciously tu ti deh. Atau macam apa ni deh?
Right, he says. So you need to be, you need to be more aware. But like this, he says. So you're up on that ladder, and you notice the fear come and go because if you're looking down the
screen,
when you look at the window, there's not that fear. But he says the mind still remembers it's on a ladder. So although you may look at the window and the mind sort of switches object and therefore seems to not fear, the fear is still there. So what you want to
do
so you change object so the mind doesn't see that fear anymore, but the fear is still there. So all those moments of unconscious, like not recognizing the fear, is like bringing its momentum into the room on the
floor. Come and go, go maho.
He says, so it's not a come and go. It hasn't gone. He says, we often think because we don't see something that it's not there. But it's just that we don't see it, it's still there. He says, you're here, and he looks the other way, and he doesn't see you, but it doesn't mean you're not there.
So there's
a need to be recognizing the fear, the subtle fear, and he says you can't cover up things like fear, because even if you don't recognize it or don't want to see it there, he says it unconsciously it continues to do its work.
Pain to do it.
Just like pain.
Pain mo jing unpleasant ta la. Ta cha ji lai yo lo lo.
It's like watching pain. He says when you're looking at it directly, it starts to feel more and more painful. If you look away, the mind feels a little relief when it's not looking
at
the pain. The nature is the
same.
But the mind still knows.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not watching it anymore.
ဒေါသကိုတကယ်နားလည်သွားမှာတကယ်အဲ့ချိန်မှာဒေါသမရှိဒေါသရှိလိုက်ဒေါသတကယ်နားလည်ပြီးဒေါသပျောက်သွားမှာအဲ့မှာလည်းပျောက်မှာဟိုဒီပါမှာမဟုတ်လို့ဒီမှာလည်းပျောက် present
မှာဒီမှာလည်းပျောက်ပရက်ဇန့်မှာဒီမှာလည်းရော့သွားမှာ He says so you have to like continually keep an eye on the fear. And he says if the mind truly understands the fear, he says right in that moment, standing on the stairs, the fear will go. Then it will not come with you to the room. He said. ကိုကလည်းမောင်တုတ်ပေမဲ့စိတ်ကရှိနေမှသိနေ So he said you clean the windows, but the mind recognizes the fear that's there.
Feeling of what you feeling.
So watch that feeling. Keep an eye on it.
I don't mind to do line and the yod line and the key yoda.
Then he says, if you're watching it continuously and the intensity changes, like the fear grows and the fear decreases, he says that's real. Then you know the feeling has really decreased. You know, not when you change object and it seems to not be there.
So decrease man and music that the defilement yod on and music the top chin in the yod.
So the fear can decrease for two different reasons, and he's mentioned this many times. One is you watch the fear continuously and you see its intensity change, and sometimes it will really decrease, and this is because you're watching it continuously. Yeah. And sometimes fear will go because you understand something. Then it really goes.
Can you explain the difference between what you're speaking of now, the awareness, and when you're not aware, the mind still knows. Can you speak about that mind a little bit?
Oh, and the unconscious mind. So, what's your opinion? သိရစိတ်နဲ့ဒါမဲ့ကိုကအာယုံမပြုတ်ပဲမစစ်ကတိနေတိတ်တိတယ်လို့ပြောတာအဲ့စိတ်ကြောင့်လေ
တဘာဝအဲ့စိတ်ကတဘာဝ
It's natural that's what the mind does unconsciously it knows many things
unconscious ဆိုတာသူ့တိလို့မရ unconscious တိလို့ရရင် conscious ဖြစ်တယ
် and he says in English we use the word unconscious but he says like practice wise we can only say it's unconscious because we didn't notice it therefore it's unconscious It's working, but we are not conscious of it. But he says once you notice it, then it becomes conscious.
But it's still probably bigger than our consciousness.
Then me any, oh unconscious lotus seeker, go conscious lotus seeker, pochi da bol.
Ah, pochi da.
Yes, it's a stronger mind, the unconscious.
Is that always true that the what we call the unconscious of the mind is
unconscious seeker? A mien po achi da la. He says, you know, when you call something stronger, it's stronger because that it's stronger when it's more natural for the mind to be like that. So when something automatically happens, that means that it happens very naturally. That means its tendency is strong.
กว่าสิกะมันคันနိုင်ငါတဘာဝဘလူမမကြိုက်မခံกว่าခံရမယ်အပေါ်လीတမာတိနဲ့ဝိရိယနဲ့အတင်းဖြီးပြီးလုပ်တယ်ဟိုအတင်းရစိတ်ကမခံခြင်းနဲ့စိတ်ကရှိတယ်သူအားကြီးတယ်ကိုကအပေါ်ကလीပြီးတော့ consciously သူကလုပ်ရမယ်လို့လုပ်ကြားတော့လीအန်ကွန်ရှင်းနဲ့ conscious နဲ့ conflict ဖြစ်လာဟိုကောင်းအရင်အားကြီးရနော်ကြားတော့သူမသိမှလာလုပ်လာဘယ်တော့ထိန်းတာမရအောင် तू မခံနိုင်တော့လုပ်တော့
He said for example he says when we work with pain how the mind feels when itexperiences pain is it feels resistance a reluctance to be with this experience consciously we have this idea that to practice meditation we have to sit with the pain so we use our effort our samadhi to try and sit with the pain so consciously we're trying to exert our mental you know energies to sit with the pain, whereas the unconscious mind does not want to do that. And he says, if the unconscious mind is very strong, he says the conscious and the unconscious mind will start getting into
conflict.
A huge conflict. And when there's a conflict, that's when you see yogis start to move funny, they start to like sway while they're sitting, or you know, their legs start flapping and stuff like all sorts of things. And it's because they can't stand the pain. So the unconscious mind has taken over and moved because the conscious mind is not letting the body move. So, but the yogi is only
aware of the conscious mind.
Control over, right?
And trying to hold the, you know, stay in, you know, still and so on. The unconscious mind takes over because it can't take it anymore. And then he says if yogis sort of sit in this, like do this sort of thing for a long time, and they don't know why it's happening. He asked them, why do you move? They say, it just happens by itself. They're not aware of why.
They don't know
how the mind is working.
And so would there be, if you contact the unconscious mind about that time, would there be memory? Could you bring a memory from the unconscious mind when the conscious mind wasn't aware?
Sorry, I don't understand the question.
I don't either. Will the unconscious mind make a memory? I don't know how to say it. Create a memory when the conscious mind is not aware. And then can you bring that to
Can you recall that?
What you weren't aware of.
Coco, hello. အော်မဒီလိုမျိုးအခြေအနေမှာကိုကဟိုအောင်တော့ neglect လုပ်ထားတယ်အဲ့ဒါကိုမသိဘူ
း
စိတ်ကမသိဘူးဒါပေမဲ့အဲ့ဒီမသိတဲ့စိတ်ကသူဟာသူတော့တင်ညာလုပ်ထားလာတယ်
တပ်တယ်လုပ်တယ
် yes the mind does yeah still
keep it mellow ဟာလေကိုတော့မမှတ်ထားတဲ့ဟာလေတရားထိုင်လို့စိတ်ကြည်လာရင်ငြိမ်လာရင်ဘာမှမပေါ်
He said, that's why, you know, when people meditate, you know, and the mind becomes clearer and clearer, some people remember things that it was not possible for them to remember, like, you know, what happened when they were little kids. 2 years old or 1 year old, and memories come back.
It's a stupid question. I want to ask, how big is that mind?
He said, don't think about that.
I want it to be big.
You can't think of it as physically big, you know. The mind only just arises, you know. You can't say that the mind
is.
But isn't it always functioning? If the unconscious isn't it always doing something?
Unconscious is not always doing something. Yes, but it's just happening. It's just happening. It's doing its own work.
I wish it would tell me.
He says, if you learn how to listen to it, you will hear.
Yeah.
See, when you have a good ear, you can hear.
Yes. And I want to ask about something you just said. It's happened twice in my practice that I have experienced very intense, what I would call unpleasant emotions, after which I had what seemed to be a memory of something that happened when I was very young, a very unpleasant memory, and then I felt better. But I never knew, and I still do not know, were those memories accurate? Did those things happen to me? And partially perhaps I question myself because I'm a writer, and I make up stuff. That's part of what I do. That's part of my job. I make up stuff, and I don't trust myself. And then sometimes I think, well, but do I even need to know if it was true? I don't know that I need to know. But sometimes I think about this, and I think, well, I want to know. So I'd like to know anything about that.
Okay. I will not be able to ask you 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 emotion တော့ဆိုးဆိုးဝါးဝါခံစားရတယ်အမ်အဲ့ဒီဟာကိုရှုလို့ तू ကအမ်နောက်ပိုင်း memory တစ်ခုပေါ်လာတာသိတယ် तू ငငယ်တော့ဆိုးဆိုးဝါးဝါဖြစ်ဖူးတဲ့ memory တစ်ခုပေါ်လာတယ်နောက်တော့ तू တက်တာလည်းပဲတက်တာဝါတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့ပြီးတယ်မှာအဲ့ဒါပြီးတော့မှ तू ကဘယ်လိုဖြစ်လဲဆိုတော့အဲ့ဒီဟာ तू တကယ်ဖြစ်တာလားအဲ့လိုမျိုးသူစိတ်ထဲမှာဖြစ်တယ်လေဘာလို့သူကစာရေးဆရာမလဲစာရေးဆရာမဆိုသူတစ်ချိန်လုံးဖန်တီးနေတစ်ချိန်လုံးဟိုစိတ်ခုရင်ပြီးတော့တီထွင်ပေးပြီးတော့လူတွေကိုအဲ့ဒါကျွေးနေတော့စိတ်ကိုသိယုံလို့မရဘူးတဲ့အဲ့တော့ तू ကသူ့ကိုယ်သူပြောတယ်လေတီးဖို့မှမလိုပဲ तू ဟာ तू ပဲပေါ့ဘယ်လိုပဲဖြစ်ဖြစ်ဒါမှမဟုတ်စိတ်ကမဟုတ်တီးကျင်တယ်တဲ့အဲ့ဦးစင်ရတာပါပြောစစ
်တီးကျင်တီးရမယ်တဘာဝ principle တော့တီးရစိတ်ရဲ့တဘာဝလက္ခဏာတီးရသူတရားထုတ်တာဒီတဘာဝလက္ခဏာတီးကျင်တော့ तू अलग लोग डाले दिया तू ब्लू लोग दे भारी लोग ऐसे ही दबाव लगा ना दिया
तो मैं डीप स्टोरी आप माँ देखे ऐसे लम हो ला रहा थी लो तू अति जनाई
देखे यो ये कहाँ जा देखे यो ये नहीं यो ये डी तू तू अब ना लो ठीक ना अच्छे यो ना रा दिया फिर अब ना नहीं साइन है तू कहाँ जा
मो तू ती ओ
तू मेरा ना इसमें
किराना दिशा सीखे ना हाँ तू मेरा तू मेरा का तू आई मेमोरी पॉला रे आई मेमोरी पॉला लो
ठीक है रा आई मेमोरी मेमोरी आ ठीक है मैं होगा
ऐ ऐ
तू ठीक है रा मैं होगा
मती मु तू आ ठीक है ला ठीक है ठीक है ला तू मती मु बस उसी ना गुप्त और ले को मफामी मुरे हारे हो मफामी नहीं ने हारे मफामी ला रे ना तू ऐ मोशन तो दावा है ढंग में ऐ यहाँ तक है पिला में पिला तू योनो में आओ बस तू आ साइज़ से ऐसा तू से कब पार्टी ला मत जाओ
ऐ तक है पिला में तू हुआ
तू मत जाओ लो बेबी और ढंग में सही था मार ऐ चीज़ मार
कॉपी बाबे बेबी और कहाँ जा अभी सो रहे हैं तू मार तू आ वो गुलाब में तू गाने पते ला तू कहाँ जा मार फीलिंग सी मार
या तू पाने रे ले
पाने ही खा जा मार
तो मैं तू तेरा रे लूँ
क्यों तेरा पाजाम तेरा हुआ मेरी बाहों
ओके I'm sorry I'm trying to get it clear whether I'm getting the question answered or not he said you said that when you had this very unpleasant emotion and this memory came up then you felt better
yeah.
why did you feel better
Don't know why. The emotion felt spent.
Actually, what did I tell
you? You were meditating at that time?
Yes.
Oh.
Any kanzamua, the emotion felt spent, you said. That's all? That's the only reason why it felt better?
I don't know. I don't know why.
So, any emotion, akko wa de lo kanzare, any jump. ไอ้ motion
ปิ๊กออกว่าล่ะล่ะสรุปไอ้เราก็อัธุเดตะบาวะคุณน่ะบอกอยู่ดาริสันนั้นนี่ปิญญาฤดูตึกอายุไม่ปิอะกูผิดแต่เสร็จตะบาวะออกลีล่ะเออกูมาอุเซนเปียวได้หาชื่อเปียละเลยอย่างเลยตู้ไม่เขียนโหป่ะนี่มันสันนั้นตั้วเปียไปรู้ๆตีเลยอ่ะงาละตีล่ะหมดตู้สันนั้นงาละรู้ๆตีเลยโอเคแต่แม้ซ้อๆว่าเตะๆจะช้าสิเยอะๆๆๆโจว่าตู้ขึ้นก็แต่กูตึกอายุไม่ปิ
He says, whether the story in that memory was real or not, he says, doesn't really matter so much. But he says, why you are meditating is to understand the nature of the way the mind works. And this you can know, he says. The concepts, the stories, he says, we can never really know, you know, how real or unreal they are. But the principle of the way the mind is working now, we can understand.
He
says like some people remember things that happened to them when they were little, you know, and it causes great agitation and distress in the present moment. And what he does is explain to them, he gives them right view for the present moment. Explain to them the principle of how the mind tends to work when it buys into a story and identifies it with me and all that, that causes this distress now. Mm-hmm. And then if they understand those and work with it, then they can be free of the distress now, regardless of whether that's
right.
He says, especially things that happen to people when they're little, He says when we're little, there's a lot of delusion. When there's a lot of delusion, when the mind grasps onto something, it grasps on for all it's worth. That's why if there's any like fallout from that, you know, as we grow up, he says the effect is very, very strong. Because the mind has held on so hard, so as we grow older, you know,
ပေါ်လာလိမ့်မယ်အကုန်လုံးရှင်းပြလိုက်ပြီးမှသူဖြည်းဖြည်းသူဖြည်းဖြည်းသူကဘယ်လိုပြောမလဲ တရားတုတ်တဲ့နဲ့မဟုတ်ရင်သူကနည်းနည်းလေးကောင်းလာလိုက်ဝုန်းနေလာလိုက်ပြန်ချသွားလိုက်အဲ့နဲ့သူလေ
So he says one of the things that we do have to go through in meditation is that as the mind becomes clear we have to clear all this stuff that we are holding in our minds the things we've suppressed and we're dissatisfied with and all it will come up and we have to learn to let it come and clear out if we don't learn to deal with it he says you know we'll meditate it becomes a little better something you know something comes up in the mind and then you know we sort of like don't know how to handle it it becomes bad again then we sort of build up some clarity and then the next thing you know presents itself to us or the same thing and then we can't handle it and it goes down again this is only when we learn to you know handle all that see that it's not me just let it pass
and that's in and not enough so get up malon law so say sat tat bu chao ma shi
he says that's why if understanding is not enough like if we don't have enough understanding yet he says then to keep moving ahead or further you know is difficult
real life ma mya real ka lu tu ဒီတဘာဝကိုမချိမချင်းသူကရှေ့ဆက်တက်လို့မရဘူ
း He says real life he said doesn't lie to us when we don't understand the principle of something like when we haven't learned a lesson well life won't let us get past that lesson it will present it to us again and again
ခေါ်ကြော်လို့မရဘူး shortcut မရှိဘူ
း Yeah there's no shortcut we can't jump a class
ဟိုကလည်းလမ်းကြုံလို့ရတာမဟုတ်တိုက်ဆိုင်လို့ရတာမဟုတ်
Yeah he says enlightenment
ခလုံးတိုက်လို့ရတာမျိုးမဟုတ်အဲဘယ်လိုပြော
enlightenment or even insight is not accidental he said
မှာရုပ်လူတယောက်မြင်ဘူးလေတက်ချီးမှနော်သူ့ရှေ့မှာဒါကလေးမဟုတ်လူကြီးသူ့ရှေ့မှာလူတယောက်ဒါကြိုးကြက်ကြက်ရေထဲမှာကြက်အဲအဲ့ရောက်နင်းမိရောအဲ့လူတေတော့သူ့ရှေ့မှာသူမြင်လိုက်အဲ့တည်းဒါကြိုးမကန်ရဲဒါကြိုးကိုဒီဘက်မှာအစနစလုံးမချိတ်ထားဘူးအလွတ်ကြီးပေးကြိုင်တော့မကန်ရဲတော့
โอ้
อ้าจอดแล้วเรียนต้มมาแล้วไอ้ลูกจีเนาะคลีนหมดคลีนสุบะแล้วที่มั้ยสนั่นนี่
Yeah this is there was this man at the center he when he was very very little he saw this man die in front of him a lamp post a street lamp had fallen down into some water and the man had stepped into that puddle and been electrocuted to death and he as a child had stood there and watched this and he was so freaked out that now he's a grown man and even now he didn't dare to touch wires you could give him a piece of wire like this open at both ends and he wouldn't dare to touch it he's just completely freaked out by wires
eh claim of luji
and now he's
mom ai no tu claim of mienan mo aku luji ma mienan no
bear you
are luji phit de chain ma tu shin ma line tu line shao yin de mienan
he said not when he was little he says that happened to him like when he was older and even then you know it traumatized him so much
luji daw ma tu a chao lon la a chao a chi twa yin အမှန်တိုင်းမသိတော့စဉ်းစားဉာဏ်သုံးရတယ
် when fear is like overpowering like that it just blocks out all kinds of any kind of wisdom you can't even touch a wire
ခလေးဆိုရင်ဘယ်လောက်ဆိုးမလဲစဉ်းစားကြည့်
so he says if it was a child imagine how bad it would be for the child
so this is kind of following up on that and the earlier discussion when there is that conflict between the habitual unconscious mind pushing you to approach something in one way and then there's the meditating mind which is trying to learn new habits the trying the techniques of vipassana and that conflict is strong are there any other ways of approaching it other than simply through concentration
and I to make one deal with it အခုက unconscious mind ကြောင်းပြောလို့ unconscious mind ကအမြဲသူ့ရဲ့အချင်းအရာ तू ကပြဿနာတစ်ခုရင်ဆိုင်ဖို့ကြိုးစားမယ်အခုကိုကဝိပဿနာအားထုတ်နေတော့ဝိပဿနာနီးနဲ့ဒီအချင်းကိုပြောင်းဖို့ကြိုးစားနေတယ်ဒီပြဿနာကိုရင်ဆိုင်ဖို့အချင်းကိုပြောင်းဖို့ရင်ဆိုင်ကြိုးစားနေတယ်ဟုတ်တယ်
အဲ့တော့
ဦးစနာလည်းတော့ဟုတ်ပြီအဲ့ဒါဆိုရင် how does the samatha become sorry
is there any other tool besides using concentration to calm the situation down
or to prevent the conflict
to work with that conflict so that it wasn't error prevent progress
error ဒီ signal ကိုလည်း conflict ရှိမှာပေါ့ဝိပဿနာနဲ့ကိုကအကျင့်ကိုပြောင်းဖို့ကြိုးစားမယ်ဟိုမှာအကျင့်ဟောင်းကလုပ်ဖို့ကြိုးစားမယ်ဆိုရင်ねသမထဒီစိတ်ကိုလည်းညင်အောင်လုပ်ဖို့သမထနီးသုံးနာသုံးတုံးတဲ့အပြည့်တခြားနည်းရှိလားပေါ့လေ
တခြားနည်းရှိလား ပြောင်းတာနှစ်မျိုးရှိတယ်တမထနဲ့လည်းပြောင်းတယ်ခဏဖြိထားတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့ခဏပဲရတယ်သူရအင်ဒက်စတီတော့မရော့ဘူးအင်းတကယ်လို့တမထမလုတ်တဲ့အခါမှာဒီအင်အားဒီတိုင်းပြန်တက်လာလေအင်းညာနဲ့မှတကယ်ပြောင်းတာညာဖြစ်အောင်ကြိုးစားပြီးလေ့လာလို့ရှိရင်တကယ်ကိုကပြောင်းဖို့ကြိုးစားတယ်ဆိုတော့နှစ်မျိုးရှိတယ်တမထနဲ့ပြောင်းတာညာနဲ့ပြောင်းတယ်တမထနဲ့ပြောင်းတာလည်းရှိတယ်တမထတောက်လျှောက်လုပ်နို
Yeah. One is, like you said, using samadhi, and one is using wisdom. And he says, the problem with using samadhi is that you can temporarily subdue the agitations or the conflicts in the mind, but it's only temporary. He says, the moment, and he says, if you're very, what's the word for it? Very persistent, persevering, you can maybe keep doing that for a long time. But what it doesn't do is it doesn't take away the intensity of the underlying root or potential of that conflict. Yeah. So he says the moment you're not doing that samadhi thing, which is subduing all that conflict, he says the conflict will come back with full strength. But he says it's only when you try to understand it with wisdom, you know, in a discerning way, that the mind can, if it truly understands the, you know, what it is about, then the mind will be free of that conflict.
Samadhi and look you that understanding na le ni ba ma lou jam ma lou.
He says samadhi is trying to keep something at bay. Wisdom understands. It doesn't need to do anything with it anymore. It understands. Wisdom still keeps to keep doing something. Samadhi needs to keep doing something.
Samadhi ba ne tu phi tha ya ne tu.
He says samadhi is like a jack in the box, you know.
Lou da ne po.
He says the moment you let go.
So, but when there is the I guess when there's this push me pull you situation, and then the Vipassana isn't working because of the old habits. I guess that's where I'm saying it. The samadhi.
Can you give me an example of this sort of thing?
ဒေါသတော့ဖြစ်တယ်ဒါပေမဲ့ तू စက်ဖြစ်ခွင့်မရဘူးစကြဖြစ်ခွင့်မရဘူ
း तू
ဒေါသကတူအကျင့်ဟောင်းလေဒေါသအကျင့်ဟောင်းလေ
ဒါပေမဲ့ तू ကဝိပဿနာနဲ့ရှုရဆိုတော့တပည့်တော်ထင်တယ် तू ဝိပဿနာလို့ပြောရတဲ့မှာတော့မ
ှတမထပါလား
မဟုတ်လောက်တာမှန်းတယ်လို့တပည့်အဲဒါကြောင့် तू example တောင်း
ပြီးပြောမယ်ကြည့
် Can you give me an example?
Okay, well, an easy one would be physical pain or emotional pain.
Okay.
They're the same. There's an instant aversive response to it. It's just like that.
Right.
And so that, you know, Vipassana doesn't really happen because you're already involved in it. You've blockaded yourself or you pushed it down. You don't have the ability to sit there and watch it. You've already responded, and it's just it's like the guy with the wire. You know, he's already freaked out. You can't rationalize. You can't explain to him that the wire is not going to electrocute him. He has already reacted. So you know, samadhi is an obvious way of temporarily calming that situation. But are there
right.
other tools? Because as you say, the samadhi when there's concentration, Vipassana is easier.
Okay, just a moment. So your idea of Vipassana is that you need to sit there and watch it. This is what you're saying by Vipassana
now.
Yeah. Okay. Dilo Pyore. Upama. Go pit wabi. Takuku pit and narrative emotion by pibi. Sika chichim machai ku pit wabi. Ho Vipassana lo po. သူကဒါဝိပဿနာလို့ထင်တာနော်ထိုင်လို့ဒါကိုကြည့်တာဝိပဿနာလို့သူကထင်တယ်ဝိပဿနာလို့ဖို့စိတ်ကအခွင့်ရမရတော့ဘူးတဲ့အမ်ဖြစ်နေပြီဒီကြားထဲမှာဝင်ပါနေပြီဥပမာဦးဇင်းပြောရဲအဲ့လူလိုပဲသူကဘလို့မှရှင်းပြလို့မရဘူးဒီဝါရဲကရင်ဘာမှမဖြစ်ဘူးဆိုတော့သူကကြောက်လွန်နေပြီ အဲ့တော့ဒီမှာဝိပဿနာဘာမှလုပ်လို့မရဘူးသူအဲ့လိုမျိုးပြောတာအဲ့တပြည့်ကသူကအဲ့လိုဆိုရင်သမထနဲ့ဆိုရင်နည်းနည်းငြိမ်ပြီးမှဝိပဿနာလုပ်လို့ရမယ်ဆိုတော့တပြည့်ကအဲ့တော့သူ့သဘောကဝိပဿနာဆိုတာထိုင်မိတာကိုကြည့်ရမယ်အဲ့သူကဟုတ်တယ်
ထိုင်ပြီးကြည်တာလည်းဥပမာသူ့ဘလို့အယူမှန်တတိထားမှာထိုင်ကြည်တာမဟုတ်ထိုင်ကြည်တာလည်းသူ့လိုလေ့လာရမယ်လေဝိပဿနာကြက်ချင်းညာမပေါ်ဘူးလေကွာ
အဲ
့တော့ right view နဲ့သူ့အရင်လေ့လာရတဘောပေါက်သွားတော့မှဝိပဿနာအားဖို့ကောင်းလာဝိပဿနာညာဖြစ်မှာဘလူးမှသူ့ညာကြက်ချင်းမလားသူအားထုတ်အောင်မှာတိအောင်လောက်အောင်မှာတမာတိအောင်ကြက်ချင်းရလို့လားကဲ
Jesus okay so Jesus vipassana is not the sitting and watching he says It's a process of many things put together. But for example, when this sort of thing has happened, he says, he would tell the person to sort of bring up right view towards what is happening. As he explained to him, like, accept it. It's happening. It's happened. That's okay. Recognize and examine what's happening, study what's happening to learn about the nature of this kind of mind that works in this sort of way to really understand what this mind is about and how it works. He says when the mind really understands it, it will be free from this sort of thing.
No, not the car.
But he says that sort of wisdom comes later. He says even samadhi, he says even if you want to practice samadhi, samatha, he says you're not going to get concentration immediately. Well, certainly for vipassana, the wisdom is not there immediately either. Yeah.
So, ညာဖြစ်သွားတဲ့အခါကျနောက်တစ်ခါကြုံဒီအတွေ့အကြုံမျိုးနောက်ထပ်ကြုံသူကညာနဲ့မကြည့်ဘူ
း
ညာနဲ့မြင်နေတယ
် But if you should investigate it accept it there be able to investigate and so on and understanding truly arises he says then the next time this sort of thing happens the mind is not going to react anymore it's going to understand it for what it is
အဲ့ဦးဇင်းပြောဘာမှလုပ်ကြမလို့ဘူး
That's why he says when understanding has arisen, you don't need to do anything with it anymore. You go for it. That's how we understood. He says, oh, but in the beginning, of course, you need to put in a little work. He says, when we don't have the wisdom or the understanding yet, we have to work for it. Once we have some wisdom, he said, we can use it.
I have a question about this notion of that self and non-self.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of what we've been taught here is that the notion of self comes from thinking that the aggregates are permanent.But if one can train the mind so that one...
Sorry. You have to repeat that. The notion that... A lot of the things that we...
Is that the notion of self comes from a sense of permanence for the aggregates, feelings, and so on, mental formations. But if the mind can be trained, be able to see that they are impermanent and that they kind of...play together in some kind of an orchestrated way without any involvement of an identified self, then what can arise is a sense of non-self or not, they're not being a self. And I was wondering about contrasting that with the thing I was talking about before. When I feel this sort of separation from the world, this also has a strong feeling of self associated with it. Mm. And I was wondering whether those two...ideas of self could be compared and whether there's a way of working with the notion of self that comes from the sense of separation from the world in the same way that the other idea of self can be dealt with through experiencing the impermanence of the aggregates.
Mm-hmm. Good, Bjorn.ငါရှိတယ်မရှိဘူးဆိုတာအဲ့ဒါသူတို့သိထားတာခန္ဓာငါးပါးကိုမြဲတယ်လို့ထင်လို့ငါလို့ထင်တာ
yes
နော်အဲ့တော့ဒီခန္ဓာငါးပါးကိုသူ့လို့သူ့လို့နေတဲ့အကြောင်းအကျိုးဆက်ဆက်နေတာတွေပါမြင်တယ်အဲ့ဒါဆိုရင်ねဟို ရှုမှတ်တဲ့သဘောနဲ့ဟိုခွာပြီးတော့တိလို့ရရင်အဲ့ဒါဆိုရင်ငါမရှိဘူးဆိုတော့ပေါက်ပေါက်လို့ရမယ်လို့ကြားဘူးတယ်ပေါ့လေအဲ့တော့စောစောကသူပြောတဲ့အဲ့သူကြောက်တဲ့စိတ်ဖြစ်တာပိတ်နေတယ်မပွင့်လေးဦးတွေပါဖြစ်တာကတကယ်တမ်းငါငါကြီးနဲ့ဆိုင်နေတယ်အဲ့သူစဉ်းစားတယ်စောစောကပြောတဲ့ခန္ဓာငါးပါးကိုမမြဲဘူးလို့မြင်တဲ့သဘောနဲ့မြင်အောင်မမြဲဘူးလို့မြင်အောင်ဟိုရှုတဲ့
အဲ့လိုမျိုးတော့နေပုံစံကိုသူဒီသူရဲ့အဲ့ကြောက်စိတ်အဲ့ပိတ်တဲ့စိတ်ကိုလည်းအဲ့လိုမျိုးသဘောနဲ့ဖြီလို့ရမလားပေါ့လေအဲ့တော့ငါဆိုတာတကယ်ရှိတာမဟုတ်အဲ့ငါဆိုတဲ့အစွဲကအထင်မှားဟုတ်ပြီနော်ဒီအထင်မှားဘာကြောင့်ပြောက်မှလဲအမှန်အတိုင်းသဘောပေါက်တဲ့အချိန်မှာအထင်မှားပြောက်ငါတကယ်ရှိတာမှာအထင်မှားလာရဲ့အမြင်မှန်တာဒါပဲပေါ့တော့
His sense of self is a false sense of self. A self doesn't exist in the first place, he says. But to understand that that sense of self is false, he says, we in fact have to first realize what is true. And that is to see everything at work in its own way, you know, that, you know, everything is cause and effect and working, you know, interacting with each other by their own nature. And he says, when you see what is real and true, it takes away that sense of, it shows you what's real, so you don't believe anymore what's not, what's false.
So,
it's not that you remove a sense of self. He said you replace it with a real sense of what actually is true.
Yes. Yeah. Different ideas of self. The one which is sort of the internal operation of the aggregates as giving an illusion of self. Aggregate-based self. And this other one in terms of relationship to the world. Having a separation. Not recognizing the dependent arising within the world.
Yeah.
It's just sort of different to me.
Come on. Kanda ngaba ngane saina ne, apie loka ne sasana ra ne, but he's not the mobile. Shara ria tu tina.
ควาเรลุทินน่ะตะเกราก็ดูไปหมดล่ะโหสมุติติสสารเนี่ยดูเยละติยะติอ่ะมาสมุติติสสารแล้วရှိတယ်เปลุไม่อ่ะเออแล้วก็น้าเลยอ่ะมาไม่รู้ต้องเนี่ยอ่ะอมันติดาเยตะเกอูอเปญมาต้องเนี่ยอ่ะอืมแต่ว่าพญาดาวแล้วติสสารรู้ပြောတာก้องสักกูแล้วติสสารรู้ပြောแล้วตู้เผยอ่ะมะโห
He says you know there is a conventional reality and an ultimate reality. Yeah. And our relating to people and all we do at a level of conventional reality. And in fact, we cannot get rid of the conventional reality. We have to work within the confines of the conventional reality while understanding that the principles of ultimate reality that, or the principles of nature that are functioning in that conventional reality. He says, so, you know, we don't get rid of the words we speak or the people we relate to. All that remains the same, but when a true understanding of the nature or principles that are at work, you know, when there's a true understanding of them, then it's seen in perspective, from the right perspective. He said that's all. He says, then the mind clearly understands what is convention and what is real. The mind can see that clearly and use it. He says, I mean, you can't sort of, you know, take vipassana and ultimate reality and live like all life is ultimate reality. He says, we talk about conventional reality because it is a reality. It is some sort of reality we have to work
with.
We understand there's an ultimate there are some ultimate principles at work, but we still have to we just understand it and continue to live.
sao đấy vậy thả đi mà thả tất tất thả tất lâu tục thả u nếu nếu cho u à ai giống lâu tục phố bảo thả là tất tất
he says for example we listen to a song or a sound music or words and we understand what's going on that's of a level conceptual reality or conventional reality he said fine but we also understand an ultimate principle some ultimate principles that I work there I mean there are many ultimate principles at work there and we understand some of them and just understanding that and like holding them in that balance for example you hear a sound and you understand the meaning of the sound the meaning of those words but you also understand that things are impermanent he says then whatever that has been sent to you if you understand it if you there's a true understanding that everything is impermanent would the mind get attached to it or get affected by it
okay